Continue talk about E15 ethanol, biofuels, and value-added products help boost our markets. I'm Keith Weinberg with your Farm News Update. That has been the case over the last couple of days with the continued push for E15 ethanol, as well as continued talk about our value-added products. Naomi Bloom is with Total Farm Marketing based out of West Bend, Wisconsin.
Well, that definitely is a big part of it, because we had been waiting to have confirmation that the administration hasn't forgotten the Midwest, hasn't forgotten the farmers that are out there, hasn't forgotten about the importance of ethanol and E15. So the support is there, but he was also saying, you know, he needs to have some paperwork come across his desk. They're working on a deal. We don't have a timing on that yet, but at least the language was there that he's still supportive to it. So it's keeping the market supported.
She also pointed out there's other factors moving our markets up and down. Right now, we're watching weather conditions in Brazil and Argentina.
A lower U.S. dollar in general. The Brazilian currency has been inching higher, so it's starting to allow our grain to be a little bit more competitive because of that exchange rate. And the weather in South America, things still looking good for the most part in Brazil, but in Argentina, it is getting hot and dry, and so that's been supporting corn and soybeans as well.
And as far as weather conditions, here in the U.S., we've been focusing on the areas that got hit with snow. Are they going to see any warmer temperatures anytime soon? Brad Rippey is the USDA's meteorologist.
We are expecting multiple days remaining below freezing for much of the storm-affected area. So this snow and sleet and freezing rain may stick around for quite a while and could lead to extended periods of complications in areas that are not accustomed to receiving wintry precipitation.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Weinberg.